Okay, so we're going to discuss the midah of kina today, the midah of jealousy. Hopefully we'll finish it in 2 weeks. I'll do today one part and next week another part. Personally, it's a midah that I have struggled with. It's very difficult when you are striving for excellence, which I think we all are, to not be bothered when you see other people excel also. And this is why I think it's really important that we all work on this midah. Just to point out one source to start with, the Orchos Chaim, the Rush, who's in the back of the Gemara, so he also wrote a Musar Sefer called the Orchos Chaim, and he says the following: Al titein belibcha kina. Do not put into your heart kina. Look what he says: Shezohi ra'a chola she'en la'refua. He says this is such a sickness, a terrible sickness. There's no refua for it. There's no medicine that can help this malady called jealousy. It's something that we just have to totally uproot. As we'll see maybe next time, there is a place for jealousy. There is a place for jealousy. But today we'll talk about the negative type of jealousy and really how there is no place and actually how it takes you out of your own place, which I'll get to right now.
It's how it can motivate you to do better.
Correct. Exactly. Very good. We'll get to that maybe today, but probably next time. So the Mishnah Parakei Avos says as follows. So Relezer HaKafar Omer, this is in the fourth parak of Parakei Avos, Hakina, Vahataiva, Vahakavod, Motzin, As Adam Mina Olam. That there are three traits that take a person out of this world. And those are jealousy, running after desires, and running after kavod. And what's interesting is the Mishnah leaves it as Motzin, As Adam Min HaOlam. We know that we live in two worlds. We have Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So which world is this Mishnah referring to? Is it referring to Olam Hazeh, that kinna takes you out of this world, or next world? So interestingly, the Mefarshim bring down, I saw in the Tiferes Yisrael, he says, Me Olam Hazeh, Umi Olam Haba. It actually takes it out of both worlds. And as we'll see, when a person is struggling with jealousy, it just gives you such a bad feeling about life. You just feel so down and so depressed. You're always trying to compare yourself to other people, and you see how seemingly everyone else has the life, and you have such a broken life.
It's the opposite of being something
else. Exactly. We'll get to that. Beautiful. So it takes you out of this world because you're not living a real life in this world. You're living such a painful life by focusing on other people and not recognizing, like you said, what you have, not being sameach b'chelko. So it takes you out of this world. You're not happy. You're not a happy person in this world. And it also takes you out of Olam Haba. Because when a person lives with jealousy, so it could lead to him doing some things. A person's jealous of someone's car, they may steal the car. Or he may lead you to certain averos, which will hurt your standing in Olam Haba. So that's why the Mishnah says it takes you out of this world. It means both. You're going to live a sad life here, and also you're going to live a sad life up there, because it's going to cause you to do things that are going to hurt your Olam Haba. Now, the first point I want to make is that, and this is the Sefer Olam Hamidos makes, is that a lot of the things that we do in this world are based on either jealousy or just comparing ourselves to other people. If you think about it, why do we have the latest iPhone and the newest sneakers and the dress a certain way? Because we grow up in a society and we see everyone else buying certain things and doing certain things. The standards change and we want to keep up. We want to be just like them. If we didn't compare ourselves all the time to other people, so we may be okay with, you know, it's good to have a good phone, but we don't need the fanciest and most expensive phone. We may be okay with a $50 pair of sneakers and not a $100 pair of sneakers, but if everyone in the sixth grade, at least I remember for myself, I think I once bought a pair of sneakers, I didn't buy it, my parents did, I'm not sure why, for $100. I don't know if that's a lot, maybe that's like normal now, but in my day, like, oh, you spent $100 on a pair of sneakers, maybe it was even more, like, whoa. Why? Because those are the cool sneakers. And since everyone had them, or at least not everyone had them, and if you had them, then you were considered cool, so I guess I convinced my parents to give me that pair of sneakers. But it was only because I compare myself to other people. So you see, even the midah of kinah itself kind of runs the world. And truthfully, there's a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk says, this is Shlomo HaMelech. He says, V'ra'isi ani es kol amal, ve'is kol kishron hamas. I see everyone's doing this world. I see all their hard work. And what does he say? What does it boil down to? Ki hi kinas ish me're'ehu. All the actions that people take in this world, everything people buy, everything people wear, is kinas ish mir'ehu, because people are jealous of each other. That means you have to go more and go beyond what other people have, or at least to stay in a certain social circle, have what everyone else has. And what does Shlomo Melech say? Gam ze hevel ruus ruach. There's obviously nothingness. This is not something that we should be focusing on. But the truth of it is that that is how we live sometimes. That that's not necessarily the worst in the world, but you know, if other people are getting certain things, we want those things. And we have to kind of check ourselves and see, like, why are we doing certain things? And I think we spoke about this the first time. The key to Tikkun HaMidos is self-awareness. Is being aware of what am I doing and why am I doing it?
What want to feel in.
100%. 100%. 100%. So I'll get to that in a second. But we have to be self-aware. I mean, like, why am I buying this shirt? Right? Why am I buying this pair of glasses? Right now, there's a new style of glasses. Why am I getting that pair of glasses? Just to be aware first. Before you just do everything, just be aware. Like, why am I doing certain things? And now we can analyze. And now it could be that in certain situations, it is okay to buy certain clothing and just to look normal, right? A person could look normal and could look nice. And if the newest suit is considered a nice suit, and of course you can. But a person has to just be careful because it can go too far. You just start spending all your money to get the fanciest watch and the fanciest shoes and everything. You should look nice. Buy a nice pair of shoes. Buy a nice pair of sneakers. Buy a nice pair, if you can afford it. And unfortunately, there are people who can't afford it, but because they want to fit in so much, they're spending money and maybe getting money in inappropriate ways to be able to spend it. So a person just has to constantly be checking himself. But that's the key, self-awareness. To understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. What's the source? And are we doing it just because we want to keep up with the Joneses, right? Just to keep up with everyone else? Or are we buying because it's a nice suit? I also like the suit. And yes, we're allowed to fit in. That's normal for society, but unfortunately, sometimes we take it too far. Sometimes we take it too far. So that's the first point. The second point is just to define jealousy. And just simply, the way we would define jealousy is, you know, a feeling of pain, anger, maybe sadness that comes to a person because you feel that you don't have enough or your friends have more than you, people around you have more than you. We've all experienced jealousy, I think. And we felt that before. You just feel low. You just feel upset that I wish I had that car. I wish I, you know, got that score on that grade. I wish I got into that college. We just feel low, and we feel like it's not fair. That's the thing. It's not fair. Why in the world did this guy who didn't study for his test get 100, and I studied many hours and I got a 70? Or this guy, he never answered any questions in Shir, and he won some award in graduation. I didn't get an award. That's not fair. Or especially in sports, this guy was named the captain of the team, and I've been working so hard, I wasn't named captain. So that's a feeling that we have, this feeling of, again, pain, anger.
Is that a little jealousy, though? Because what if, like, I got a 70, but I know I didn't study, but I'm still jealous of the guy who got 100. And it's like, is there, there's not really so much validity to being jealous there, but I feel like that feeling still comes up.
Yeah? If you're honest with yourself, and you say that you didn't study, yet you're still jealous of that person... You think so? Okay, so I want to get back to this at the end. I don't know if we'll get to the end today. Maybe the end next time, and that is the roots of jealousy. What we'll see in some of the midos that we discuss is that you always have to search for the root of the problem. And sometimes, when you are jealous, that's not actually the end of the road, the end of the game. Truthfully, there's actually something behind it that's causing you to be jealous. And truthfully, if you worked on your jealousy, you wouldn't be solving the issue. You actually have to go a little bit deeper and solve the other issues. And once you solve the other issues, then the kinna will go away. So it could be in that situation, you're not actually jealous of the person. We'll see what you may be next week. But that could be a direction to explain what you're saying. And just to share a story, there's a famous story of a famous rabbi named Rav Simcha Zelig. And he was a rabbi in his town, and he was a posek. And there was once a butcher who came to him to ask him, is his chicken a kosher chicken? Is it a treif chicken? And chickens cost a lot of money. And if he would paskin that it was a treif chicken, then he would have lost a lot of money for that chicken. And he comes to Rav Simcha Zelig. Simcha Zelig looks at it. Is this open? Is this closed? And he paskins that it was treif. And the guy lost a lot of money. But the guy said, you know what? If that's what the rabbi says... then I have to listen, and I lost money, but okay, what am I supposed to do? I want to keep kosher, and I need to be okay with what the rabbi said. And then a couple weeks later, this same butcher came to Rav Simcha Zelig, and he had a different shaila, and that was he had a din Torah. He had a situation with another butcher in town, another person, where they were fighting over some money. I think maybe he thought some guy owed him more money than he had paid him, and so they brought it to base him. But the amount of money was like they were fighting over, I don't know, $5, you know, 5 rubles, as opposed to a chicken that cost 100 rubles. And go back and forth, back and forth. In the end, the butcher lost the case, and he had to pay 5 rubles. And he goes crazy. He goes crazy. Everyone asks, 1 second, here, you lost 5 rubles, and you're going crazy. And in the case of the chicken, you lost 100 rubles, and you're okay. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik suggested an explanation for the story. And he said, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for a person to be able to live when other people get something at their own expense. I mean, in this situation where you lost 5 rubles, you didn't just lose 5 rubles, you lost it to someone else. So when we see someone else succeed, then we go crazy. With a chicken, he wasn't losing the money to anyone. And therefore, it's unfortunate that he lost the money, but he didn't have anyone to compete with. And therefore, he lost the money. Okay, he lost the money. It's upsetting. But when you lose money to someone else, if you get someone else involved, that anger, that jealousy, how can he win that case?
Success that shouldn't be yours.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that just highlights this idea where we're just comparing ourselves to other people. When we're in this situation, we're competing with other people. So that's when this jealousy comes up. So hopefully we'll try to get today to some solutions, to some suggestions, how to avoid jealousy. But we'll see one way is stop comparing yourself. Right? We'll see that's one way we can go with this in terms of when you're competing with another person or you feel like you give the example of running a race against other people, then it's very difficult to lose to them. But if you're running your own race, then who cares if someone else wins? Okay? Now, we're going to divide this into two different types of jealousy. One is a jealousy of physicality, of gashmius, and then we'll speak maybe tomorrow, or maybe we'll have some time, to discuss the spiritual jealousy, which actually could be positive. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative, but sometimes positive. Let's talk about physical for today. So if you think about it, let's just think logically for a second. It's very hard to think logically when you're in the moment. When your friend got the 100, when your friend got into college, when your friend got married to this girl, it's very hard to think in the moment. But let's think now, hopefully we're not jealous right now. Jealousy makes absolutely no sense. Makes absolutely no sense. Just to point this out, the Mesillas Sharim says this straight out. He says, Hakina gam hi ina ela chesron yediyah v'sichlos. He says, kina is only a lack of knowledge and of sichel. Meaning, or a sichlos, I guess, or the samach, meaning it's like stupidity. Meaning, a person has to be out of his mind to be jealous. A person has to be out of his mind. Why? Ki ein hamakane marviach klum la'atzmo. Do you gain anything by being jealous of someone else? Like, I understand if you're upset that your friend has something, so you steal from him. Because you know what? You just got that item. Right? You benefited. And you now stole his item. Now you have his flat screen TV. But if you're just have that jealousy inside of you, that, oh, I can't believe my friend, was elected president of something. What benefit do you have from that jealousy? Now, it's true, you know, if you think logically, for a lot of negative character traits, you don't benefit anything. But let's talk about jealousy right now. Do you benefit anything by being jealous of another person? No. And not only that, he says, "V'gamlo masid l'mishu miskanebo." And I would understand if somehow we had these magical powers, and by you being jealous of someone else, it would actually hurt them. Right? So let's say, if I was jealous of someone else's money, that poof, his money would go away.
I forget. Isn't that the Ein Hara? Again, if you are like coming from jealousy, that if you're jealous of someone, then you'll start to think negatively about them. Then you could, if you're in the right terms, like doubting, like wish bad wishes against them.
It could be. I don't know if we're going to discuss this, but there is an idea that a person should try to avoid making other people jealous of them. And it could be because if you bring this jealousy upon them, it could be that you will lose that thing that which you have, similar to what you're saying. Very good. Maybe we'll get to that. So again, not only you don't gain anything, but you don't hurt the other person. If somehow you hurt the other person, that may make you feel good, right? I hurt the other person, but you being jealous, you're not hurting them at all. He says, "Ve'inu ela masid atzma." All you're doing, he says, Mr. Sharma, you're only hurting yourself. You're only hurting yourself. So let's break it down. So on the one hand, Let's say you're jealous your friend has $1 million and you have $500,000. Great. What's going to happen when, let's say you do get $1 million? What's going to happen? Well, don't you know the guy down the block actually has $2 million? You're never going to be satisfied. You're never going to be satisfied in life if you're always comparing yourself. Because you think that guy has a lot of money, that guy has a fancy car. There's always going to be someone in this world who has something more than you. And I'm not just saying that, you know, billionaires in the world. There's going to be someone in your community who has a nicer house, who has a nicer car. And therefore, it doesn't make any sense. Right? I'm jealous this guy has a little bit more money than me. Okay, and what if you got that money? Then the next guy's going to, or what if he starts making more money? You're never going to be satisfied. So the jealousy itself is not, again, it's not helping you. Even if you did get what you wanted, it's never going to be enough. That's one point. And second of all, here, let's give another example. What if we're talking about the money example? And what if you're upset that you're not rich? You're not rich. You're poor. And anyways, because you're poor, you don't really feel good about yourself, right? You don't have money. So now, you already feel bad that you're poor. So now you're going to make yourself feel even worse because your friend has money? It's so silly. You're making yourself feel even worse. Right? You got a 70 on your test, and you don't feel good about yourself that you got a 70 on your test. And now you make yourself feel even worse because your friend got 100? You're just adding on pain to yourself. As the Mishnah says, you're taking yourself out of this world. You're making yourself go crazy. Okay, you could be upset that you don't have that money. We could discuss some math b'chalko. You may be upset you got a 70, maybe push yourself to study next time. But now, on top of that, you're going to add the fact that your friend got more than you, has more than you. You're just adding on more insult to injury. You make yourself feel even worse. It makes absolutely no sense. So again, the first point was, the jealousy makes no sense because even if you do achieve what you wanted, there's always going to be someone who has more than you. And you're then going to be jealous of that person, and jealous of that person. And if, for whatever reason, you do feel bad in your situation, so stick to that feeling bad and work on that. Now you're going to add on more feeling bad because you're jealous of your friend? You're just hurting yourself. The key here, and this is when it comes to jealousy about physical things, the key is stop comparing ourselves to other people. We live in a society, especially now, where everything is a competition. Who has the most friends, who has the most likes, everything is a competition. It just breeds jealousy. This society breeds jealousy. We're always comparing ourselves to other people, no matter what you do in life. No matter what you do in life, we're always comparing ourselves to other people. A long time ago, you lived in your own shtetl, you know, you lived in some town, you didn't know what's going on in other places. You did what you had to do. You served Hashem. But now, looking at everyone else, what they're doing, it's a real problem. You know, I like to give the mashal of a racetrack. Right? You know how a racetrack works. Say the Olympics, not the Olympics, but in these races, so you have, you know, the racetrack. Okay, so you'll have, you know, runner number one is here. I didn't draw it the right way, but you know, two, three. Actually, it's like this. Sorry, it's like this. So, right, runner four starts here, like three here. Two here. You ever seen races like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So the distance is all the same, right? In all the paths, but they basically start at a different point. So the guy who has a longer, will, you know, he'll be ahead a little bit, and so like it's still the same amount. Mm-hmm. What happens? You're number one. You see the guy four starting ahead of you. Hey, that's not fair. Why is he starting ahead of me? Well, he has more space to go, so we're going to let him start here so that he can get back to his starting point quicker.
To make it even.
What?
To make it even.
To make it even. I'm starting here because I have a shorter distance. I mean, at the end of the day, it's supposed to be an even race.
Right.
An even match. So that's life. That's literally life. We look at person number four and say, hey, he's ahead of us. Stop comparing, because guess what? He may not actually be ahead of you. He may not be ahead of you. He may actually be in the same... Again, we really have to focus on this. And I think it's much easier to focus on this when we throw Hashem into the game. Once you recognize, we'll have that here maybe soon. Once you recognize that Hashem has given a person, Sha'at is the bracha in the morning, Sha'asa li kol tzorki. Next time we know that, I want to bring a piece written by Rav Volbi, the great Mashkiach, and in one of his letters in the beginning of his Sefer, he writes this. The bracha Sha'asa li kol tzorki means, some say it refers to shoes, that Hashem created us with shoes. But another pshat is Hashem created you with whatever you need to succeed in life. And therefore, you see runner number four way ahead of you. He's not ahead of you. He's running his own race. When I was in YU, So I used to run. I should run now, but I don't. I used to run in the YU, in the gym. They have like treadmills, and I remember, you know, I'm trying to learn as much as I can, and I'm just going to, you know, exercise. There are guys in the gym who are like really buff. You know, these guys are in the gym all day, and you know, some guys on the track team. And I remember running on a treadmill. I'm running at, I don't know, it's a, you know, 6.5, whatever it is. And the guy next to me, who's running like a 10 speed, and he's flying, and he, you know, he's going like this. And I would think to myself, like, what am I doing? Like, why am I running? Like, this guy's like, he's the real runner. Like, I should just stop right now, jump off. You know, what am I doing? No, we're each running our own race. For him, he's on the track team, so he's running to run at that speed, and I'm running just to stay healthy. So my speed is good for me, and his speed is good for him. We have to recognize, muscle for life. We're each running our own race. And also, you know, sometimes we look at other people in their lives and we say, oh, they have such an easier life than me. Such an easier life than me. That's not fair. I have so many difficulties. And he's running through life. Similar mashal in terms of the incline they have it on a treadmill. But, yeah, recognize that for whatever reason, he's running straight and you're actually on an incline. And therefore, Hashem did give you certain challenges to be able to, you know, climb up. He's just running straight. But Hashem gave you those challenges because he knows you can overcome those challenges. I mean, Hashem puts us all in a situation in which he feels we can accomplish our tafkid in this world. Therefore, stop comparing. You may be on an incline, he's not on an incline. You're right, maybe he doesn't have as many challenges as you do. But that's okay, because Hashem gave you the challenges that you need to accomplish your tafkid in this world. And on a personal level, I was in Shalvim for 2 years, and then I was considering staying a third year in Shalvim. And when I spoke to some people about it, they said, well, shouldn't stay a third year because you're going to be behind all of your friends. They're going to graduate a year ahead of you, they'll get a job a year ahead of you, they'll get married a year ahead of you, you'll be behind. And I don't think I thought of this myself, but the simplest response to that was that, great, they're running their race and I'm running my race. I mean, in my life, if I feel like I need another year to study in Israel, great. So I'm not going to be behind anyone. Why am I racing against them? I'm not running against anyone. I'm doing my own thing. If for me I need a certain amount of time to study yeshiva, that's going to be for me. And if they need a certain amount of time, they'll do what they need to do. But why am I... And that's the idea. We're always comparing to everyone, our age and other people. Yes, other situations in which it's good to compare and make sure that we're you know, healthy and normal for sure. But when it gets to like serious life decisions, we're going to make a serious life decision, let's say to stay in yeshiva for another year, just because someone else is not, because they're going to be behind, who are you behind? You're not behind anyone. You're running your own race. And that,
you're running your own race, then you're automatically first.
Exactly. And you're automatically hopefully going to win. So that's the idea. I think the key when it comes to jealousy, when it comes, we're not talking about spirituality right now. When it comes to physical things, again, whether there's a job or someone gets married early or whatever it is, a person needs to recognize that we are not in a race against other people. We're in our own race. We need to realize Hashem gave us the tools that we need to succeed in our own life. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Because think about it, once you stop comparing, then you're not running into, exactly like you said, you're doing your own thing. And also, and we'll really finish with this, you know, sometimes we see someone else and they have the most beautiful life. The most beautiful life, look at them, they have money and they have this. First of all, unfortunately, we never know what happens behind closed doors. It could be someone on the outside seems very, very happy and positive, and it could be, you know, they really are sad inside for whatever reason it is. We should never judge and base our own, you know, judgment of them based on what they seem like on the outside. And second of all, you know, there's a story of the Kutzker Rebbe. And the Kutzker Rebbe said, you know, people are jealous of each other and they're what they would call pekala. So, you know, their knapsack, whatever they bring along in life. And he said, if you would have 10 people, let's say, everyone would come into the room and put their pekala on the table, everything, challenges, opportunities, whatever they have in life, everyone in the room, before you walk into the room, everyone would say, I wish I was like that guy and like that guy. When you see the whole picture, and you see everything else everyone is carrying, everyone's going to walk out with their same tekla. Because they know that, wow, actually I didn't realize they have that struggle and that challenge. And you know, Hashem gave me exactly what I need. Everyone's going to walk out with their own tekla. The key here is stop comparing. Recognize Hashem gave you what you need. Shasali kol tzorki. All the needs I need to succeed in life are with me. And just stop comparing and run your own race.